A wise person once said, "Nothing is permanent in this world, not even your troubles." That person was Charlie Chapman, or at least it's attributed to them. Hi, my name is Kylie Kane. This is the Verzian Chronicles Dragon Quest 11S. And today we will be continuing our adventure as we head towards, I don't remember the name of the town, we'll find it out in a second, to gather a boat, Silvando's boat at that. But before we even get into that, we have a couple announcements. First announcement is, if you have not been following the Twitter account at the Verzian or the Discord, the audio-only video game podcast Discord, you need to go check those things out because you will have kept, if you have been keeping track there, you know that the breakdown episodes for Final Fantasy 15 are on their way. We just got the outline done. We just beat the game, all of the episodes. I've watched the movies. I've read the books. I have watched the animes. I've seen it all. And I know that you will enjoy my breakdown of this video game. If you've been following the Patreon at all, you know I've been doing. We've got a Kingdom Hearts breakdown series going on there. And this is the next step. New breakdowns. Coming down the pipeline. Of course, this one is Final Fantasy 15, and this one will take place over the course of 4 episodes. You can get access to these episodes for $1. Pledging $1 to the Patreon gets you complete access to those episodes as they release once every 2 weeks. So go check that out. Help pay my bills, and I'd love you every minute for it. Second update. Second announcement is, would you like to have a game you love in the Breakdown series? Please let me know, either the Breakdown series or in the Spontaneous for the live episodes. We also will have some Spontaneous episodes coming up. If you want to see a game that you want, let me know on the Patreon. Pledge a dollar, let me know, and we'll work out something to make that happen. Most of the time, it's if I don't own the video game, it's the cost of the video game. Otherwise, I will have a tier up, hopefully by the time this episode goes live on the main feed, where you can request a game directly via pledging a certain amount of money. Normally, it'll be the cost of the game. However, just a pledge, just a general pledge of the cost of the game for a month, and you will get your breakdown. It may not be immediate. It'll be, of course, in the breakdown line. Or if you want a spontaneous episode of First Impressions, I'll be happy to do that too. Just let me know and I'll be happy to do that. Final announcement is, have you been paying attention to the podcast? Have you been following the podcast lately? How did you like the Baldur's Gate and the Destiny's End episodes? Those were fantastic in my opinion, and I hope you enjoyed them as much as I enjoyed making them. More of those will be coming down the pipeline. Actually, next week will be the next Baldur's Gate episode. You're not going to want to miss that if you're interested in following the adventures of my character on the Sword Coast. Finally, we have a special promo from a friend of the cast. This one is Brett from Skeleton House. And I'm very excited for you guys to hear it. So without further ado, let's take a brief moment. Take a moment to breathe. Gather our coffees. Gather our Cokes. And listen to this beautiful promo. I'll see you on the other side.
Hey folks, my name's Brett and I'm one of the hosts of Skeleton House, an audio-only Let's Play podcast where my two friends Jess...
What is happening? Oh my god!
And Steve...
Even he looks spooked.
...play through video games, and I edit them, add context, and act as your eyeballs. Also, we have a cat. Come check us out at skeletonhouse.buzzsprout.com or look up Skeleton House on your favorite podcast app. Or your least favorite podcast app. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life.
Now tell me that was not awesome. Tell me that wasn't awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, everyone over there at the Skeleton House, for the promotional material. Go check them out. You can find them on anywhere podcasts are found under Skeleton House Podcast. Very, very awesome podcast. Last we've been listening to them doing the Super Mario RPG, and I love everything about it. It is fantastic, and it's a good listen. I don't know what they've got coming up next, but seriously, go check them out. With that said, let's get into the game itself here. As I hit the wrong button on my controller and go back to the title screen, we were last in Gallipoli as we saved the game. 2207 was the time I last saved it. So let's read the... Let's read the story so far. I just dropped my phone and it made a loud bang. Apologies. Let's read the story so far. Our heroes are in Gallipolis, where they have come in search of the supposed branch of Yggdrasil that they hope will help them to reach the World Tree. The Slayer of the Sands has also been spotted, and Kai finds himself helping the hapless Prince Ferris once again as he's sent out into the Celestial Sands to ensnare it. With Silvando's enthusiastic assistance, they manage to capture the creature and get it back to Gallipolis, where it promptly breaks free of its chains and goes berserk. Oh, I didn't read the rest of it. Apparently, I should have scrolled left or right to read the rest of that plot synopsis. Whoops. Anyways, we're back in the game. Welcome back, Kai. May the mighty forces of benevolence watch over and protect this poor child. Amen. So we have multiple people in our party now. Currently, the party as it exists is myself, Kai, Eric, Serena, and Silvando. And I chose to remove Veronica from the party, as I just preferred having Silvando in the magical slot. So let's start walking over towards Gallipolis, or wherever we're going. Okay, so a group of enemies appeared. A cacti ball, I believe I've described those. They're a ball of cactuses. A cacti ball, they're a ball that is a cactus. And a prestigiator. Prestigiator? It's like a wizard dude who's got his hands up in a really weird way. We're just going to attack everyone here. Eric attacks, knocks him out. So we got a little bit of damage here. No big deal. Kai attacks, 27. I wonder how Silvando's damage looks like. Oh, Silvando's actually faster than Serena. I think Silvando actually attacked seconds and did pretty decent damage. Of course, we won. There was no experience because these enemies are too weak. But let's continue heading this way. Oh my goodness, another random battle. Bunch of cacti balls. And they attacked me. What? No. Bad. Bad, 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 bad. Eric then becomes pepped up. We're not going to do that yet. Now, there was a quest for a pep power that I should have went for, but I didn't. I think what I'm going to do is come back after hours. Is that the word I'm looking for? Probably not. Probably not after hours, quote unquote. But after cast, and try to go get that quest done. Because it's just a quest for a specific item. And it requires using a certain pet power. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I can go look at it here in... Nope, that's not what I want to look at. Info, the quest catalog. And it was a walk on the wild side, which is use the wild side pet power. We're not going to complete that right now. We're not looking for a completionist run here. All right, we've entered the gates here, and we've got three people in the gateway. The first one says, "Greetings, traveler. My name is Hakim. I pardon my impertinence, but I assume you're making the journey to Gondolia. If so, I have a favor to ask of you. I have a sister, you see. Her name is Akai. Akia, and she works in a bakery in the city. It seems she's been very busy of late, unable to come home and visit as a result. As such, I've written her a letter. Unfortunately, I'm not permitted to leave my post. Would you be so good as to deliver the letter to Akia on my behalf?" Oh, hell yeah. It gives us a cutting-edge kit. Oh, nice. It basically finishes up by telling us to deliver the wet letter and says she lives in a bakery in the northwestern part of Gondolia. Bup, bup, bup. It's a lovely letter quest. That's nice. I like quests like that. So we have another guy who's standing here. He's like a merchant hat, and he's like, "You're going to Gondolia? Yes! The Laguna... that's some words. Laguna di Gondolia is totally different to the desert. Everything's green and leafy, and it rains all the time. You're in for a pleasant surprise." What's that? "I see a merchant come this way with some colorful branch. In fact, I did. He's heading for Gondolia. No doubt about it." Oh, okay. Beyond this checkpoint lies Laguna di Gondolia. Only those with express permission from His Excellency, the Most Exalted Sultan, may pass. Do you possess evidence that he granted you such permission? Yes, we do. And we have permission to go to Gondolia. So cool. And I forgot that that's a thing you have to have, is this like permission slips at each of these checkpoints. Now, we're walking towards Gondolia. We now are running into some shades. Nice. Let's see if we get some experience from them. Oh, no. Wow. No, I did. I'm doing way too much damage. Never mind. I'm going to bet there's no experience here. Nope. No experience. 27 gold pieces ain't bad either. Not great, but not bad. All right. Let's just continue walking. Ooh, there's a maze. Okay. We got a maze ahead of us as we're walking on the world map. And I found something glowing. We're going to go pick it up. There's a shade and a crabber-dabber-doo, which is a green crab that is slobbering on itself. The shade is like this vampire-looking thing, but this crabber-dabber-doo is just like this green-looking crab creature. Holy shit! No! It hit me for 56 damage. I guess that was a crit? No, that wasn't a crit. 104 experience points. Eric grew to level 16. Nice. I think he's the highest leveled of the group. We're not going to use skill points right away. We got a handful of glass freet. And I kind of want to heal up a little bit. So we're going to use a medicinal herb on Kai. I'm looking at everyone else. Savando is fine. Serena is okay now. And I'm going to heal up Kai. Silvando is fine. I think so. What does it say? Now we're heading north. There's a shiny thing on an island we can't reach. Okay, so we're running into some splatty punks, which are the platypunks, except golden, which is definitely cool. Let's do Sizz on them and do an attack. Serena can do Whoosh. And what do I want Silvando to do? What does Silvando have on him? He's got the daggers, I think. I think that's what I've had him do. So we're attacking. Eric hit first. Silvando hit second. Sizz hit third. 21, 21, 21. And I lost the power of Pep. Whoosh hits for 35 and 26, respectively. Kai takes 14 damage. Not bad. We're just finishing off with the attacks. Not very hard enemies, but I'm pretty sure, yes, I gained 240 experience points, which puts Veronica at 16. And we got some fine fur. Let's take a look at the skill points. What are we looking at? 5, 10, 8, 5, and 2. No big deal. Was that Veronica who leveled? I don't know. I found a campfire. We're not going to go there just yet. We're still exploring the world. Ooh, there's another thing I can't reach. I'm going to bet once we get a boat, we're going to be able to check this out. Ooh, we found some new enemies called the Midnight Hork Knights. We're going to hit them with a Sizz. Eric is going to do... Let's see here. What is Eric going to do? Eric's just going to attack Serena... is going to do... I think I'm going to do Whoosh for Serena. And I want to say... we'll do a re-heal on Kai. And that way, if he survives... Oh my goodness, they hit hard! 18, 20... Well, they are actually hitting pretty hit, pretty hot, pretty rough. They're not taking a whole lot of damage. We did defeat one of them. And Kai immediately begins healing. Let's do this again, except we're just going to attack, attack, attack. And Silvando is going to get the reheal. And we may take them out this round. We did. Never mind. I was going to do reheal on Silvando. That's fine. 210 experience points again. And a mount is available to ride? What? What? I'm sorry. I can fly on one of these things? That is so dope. Okay. Let me use... Anecdotal herb on Silvando. And he's no longer poisoned. Okay, there we go. All right, so we're now flying around on this thing. And I am loving this. We got some Celestial Skynes. What are those? What are Celestial Skynes? I think they went to my either important items or item bag. And they are strange cerulean string, which within water flows. And I love it. We're literally flying right now. And we're like finding fairy clumps. And I haven't run into a battle while on this creature, which is exciting. But we're able to fly over the water, which is really cool. And we're picking up all these items that are literally appearing in front of me. What's this say? We can't touch it. Oh, I found another town and some more Midnight Horkins. Okay. No, I didn't mean to almost flee. That was dumb. And I took damage because I've been dumb. All right. Fight. Start this off with a sizz. Attack. Whoosh. And I'm just going to do some damage. Ba-dam. We're just gonna hurt them. We're going to hurt them. Hurt them a lot. Midnight Hork Knights. They're really cool. They're like these armored enemies who are riding wasps. And that is really kind of cool. All right, we're going to finish this off with attacks across the board. It's doing this thing where it assesses the situation, but no big deal. All right, so let's dismount the Horkin. I guess we'll have to do it over here. We are poisoned, but that's fine. We're walking into a town. What is this town? Is this the town we were looking for? Oh, it is. It is. Oh, we found the town. Nice. I think we're going to probably grind a little bit outside of the town before we finish it. But this town is like a port town. It's a port town. It's like Venice. If you've ever heard of Venice, everybody's heard of Venice, right? So we're standing here in a cutscene. Serena's looking around and says, "What a beautiful place. It feels like the whole town is bobbing up and down to the waves." Eric looks at me and looks around. Says, "So this is Gondolia, huh? I heard there was some big scores to be had here. Rich merchants from all over the world. Ships full of treasure, you name it. And this is where you're keeping your ship, Silvando," says Veronica. "The ship that you own. Don't tell me you're some kind of millionaire." Silvando goes, "Oh, come now, Ronnie, darling. You know it's not polite to pry." "All right, the docks are in the western part of town. Last one there's a rotten egg." I love Silvando. He's so adorable and so amazing. All right, so the western part of town, and there's a little girl who just ran away. Little girl or little boy, I don't know. Little person. We're just going to talk to the person. All right, so we got a weapon seller, and we've got about 3,000 gold to spend. So let's take a look, see if we can't get some better weapons. As far as swords go, no. Knives, also no. Crucerang, no. The posy pole, no. I'm looking here. Battle whip. Steel lance is actually better than the spear I have on Veronica. On Serena. And I'm honestly considering buying it. I think I will. Yeah, we'll buy that. And this will be Serena, and yes, we'll equip it right now. So that gives her a bit of a buff. And we'll walk over to the armor salesman. If I'm not mistaken, we just really did a full upgrade of everybody, if that makes sense. So I'm looking at shield. There's a better shield here, okay. Better hat here. Better helmet here. The armor, not so much. Because I am wearing a bit of better armor in the scale plate. But that we do have iron cuirass, so we will want to gather some money. Okay, that's good. And I want to go chase down this person because there's that side quest I want to complete real quick too. Now they said, let's go check out our info, the quest catalog, lovely letter, the bakery in Gondolia, which was in the north, which side? North what? Northeast, I want to say. Let me see here. It's a drunk underneath a platform there. And that looks like either an inn or a church. All right, it's a general store. Nice. And a utility belt. Nice, which is defense. Okay. Cool beans. We'll check this out later. That's cool. We're looking for the bakery, however. Is this the bakery? No, this is the bar. We'll check the bar out later, y'all. The bar will get checked out. I think this is the church. Yep, here's the church. And there's someone standing in there that I'm kind of interested in checking out. But we're looking specifically for the bakery. We've also found, looks like the docks where Silvando's boat's ported. Silvando says, "Can you believe it? This mean man won't let us into the docks." And the man goes, "It's nothing personal. The docks are off limit for everyone now. It's because of La Competition." "Great. So I guess we'll have to sit tight till this contest thing is over, huh?" says Eric. "Si is the only choice. I am sorry, but Signor Universalo is molto important event for all people of Gondolia." Signor Universo, you say? Now that sounds like fun. Tell me more, honey. I'm all ears. Silvando says. I keep fucking up Silvando's voice. Apologies. Naturalmente. This is like very Spain-oriented, I guess. It's not Venice. This is very Spain. Signor Universo is for all men of all ages. The winner, well, he must be powerful like the waves, graceful like the breeze, and deep like the sea. The competition is the reason why Gondolia is so filled with strong and admirable men at the moment. Oh, I love a little pageantry. Come on, darlings. Let's go see what it's all about. We can sample some local delicacies to get ourselves in the mood. I hear they are to die for. Well, who's with me? Come on. You know you want to. I'm not that bothered with whatever silly contest they're having, but I am quite peckish. I'd love to try a few local treats, says Veronica. Seriously? We're not here on holiday, you know. We're supposed to be looking for the rainbow, remember? Right, Serena? Serena is just like, well, I'm so sorry, but I'm rather hungry myself. And well, I can't leave until the contest's over anyway, so... And they run away! What the hell? And then Savannah runs away! And it's just me and Eric. I don't believe this. Hey, listen, we're kind of in a hurry here. But we really need to get to the dock. You know who's in charge of this contest? Naturally, the person in charge is Dog Rotundo. He's in charge of everything in our town. His villa is the east of Gondolia. You must speak with him. He's so much a kind man. Molto gentile, very gentle. You heard the man. Let's go help this dog guy and ask him let us to the docks. All right. So I haven't lost everybody. I thought I was going to lose all my party members. I was like, oh no, I just lost everybody. Okay, so I am still looking for the bakery. I'm wanting to say this is the bakery. I'm walking to the right side of town. Are you the bakery? No. Giant monsters attacking the ships? Okay. Okay, so apparently giant monsters are attacking the ships. That's news. Not great news, but news. Are you the bakery? Nope, not the bakery. Definitely not the bakery, but there is a red door in her house, and I want it so bad. All right, we found, I think, the bakery. This must be the place. Let's see if he's home. Oh, I'm at the wrong place. Shoot. I'm not even going to try. How may I help you? Hey, we're looking for the Doge. We need to ask him a favor. Bene, I am Doge Rotundo. I am always happy to help. I have nothing to say to you, niente. You must go. Andante via. I'm sorry. He took one look at the luminary and ran away. What the flippadoo? Hey, Serena. And now we have to go help the kid who got herself in a bit of a scrape. Okay, what's going on now? The kids are fighting. Veronica's like, give it back, you rotten, dirty little thief. It's not like you can use it anyways. A kid like you wouldn't have the first idea what to do with a wand. Why, no, you're just a kid just like me. Anyways, I only borrow, no steal. What the hell's going on? Eric's like, what's going on here, Serena? We were just walking along when he came out of nowhere and snatched her wand. We caught up with him here, but he won't give it back. Eric steps in and goes, and the kid's like, and starts backing up. Here, don't let it get swiped so easily next time. He hands the Veronica back her wand. Veronica's like, but why did you even want my wand in the first place? It's not worth much money, you know. And the kid, other kid steps in. There was a kid behind him the entire time. The other kid steps up and says, what is it, kid? And Eric goes, what is it, kid? Spit it out. maybe mute? I don't know. It's okay, Placido. Placido? Really? I'll explain the situation. My name is Benigno. He is my friend, Placido. He's the only son of Doge Rotundo. Every day we're playing together. Very happy, happy. Plen Placido, he loses voice. I no understand what happens. I can ask, but he no answers. So I think if I have magic, maybe I can fix Placido's voice. Capiche? Fine, you're forgiven. This is Veronica, by the way. Now, tell me more about your friend's lost voice. Serena says... Serena steps in and says, it's his throat. There's some sort of awful... Oh, he's been cursed, poor thing. I might be able to help if I had to put some birdsong nectar, but we need some water from a sacred fountain to make it, and well... You need the special very holy water to help Placido. I hear people talking about it all the time. West of Gondolia, there's a cave, the Grotto della Font. Everyone says water is very special. I know I steal the wand, and I know it's very bad, but por favor, you must help Placido. We are friends since we are small children. And now you're his only hope. Will you help him? Sure, why not? He says, thank you, thank you. Thank you, senor. It's senor. Senor. Signor. Senor. Wow, I'm an idiot. Senor! You bring the water from the grotto and make the special nectar, and I will stay to help to take care of Placido. Okay, we'll do it. We'll help. Why not? I'm still looking for something. We've obtained a sprig. I broke a thing, and things happened. As they are tend to do. Where is this bakery? I've stepped into all the buildings. Is this the bakery? You're not the bakery. Yes. This is the... No. Okay, are you... So we've found some guards, which are kind of cool, I think. I'm breaking all the barrels in the winery and gain some gold, actually. That was cool. All right. I thought it was in the west, northwest side. I'm confused. The great Silvando. See? He's the one who had, he's the only one to have the glamour to be owner of that ship. Okay. Huh. Where is this lady? I thought she said the northwest side of... Is she upstairs at the item shop? Let me check this out. Hold on. Are you the bakery? Birdsong Nectar? Akia, a letter from my brother? No, my name is not Akia. I have no brother. You're the wrong person, senor. The other lady says, Akia worked here before. Then she finished. Finito. Shame, she's a talent baker, but she said to find a better job. She works for the Doge as a friend, as a maid. Oh, no. Okay. So we got a problem. She's working for the Doge now. We can't get in there to help her. Sadly, let's go and see if we can't help. Does the item seller have birdsong nectar? No, he does not. Okay, so the item shop does not have birdsong nectar. So we don't know how to get that yet. But we do know that the lady we need to speak to is Akia, and she's working as a maid for the Doge. I talked to a maid outside of the Doge's place, and she says, you're looking for a young lady named Akia. Well, my name's Akia. Do you think I might be the one you're looking for? Kai hands over Hakim's letter. Oh, this is a letter from Hakim. 1,000 thank yous. Just read it right away. Let me see. My dearest Akia, are you well? I hope your apprenticeship at the bakery is not proving to be too draining. I'm certain you'll do well there. After all, you've been such a hard worker ever since you were a little girl. Now that the misery of our old life is a thing of the past, I pray that you're enjoying your freedom. I cannot wait to see you blossom to a full-fledged baker. I am closed a few gold coins. Hope they make a life a little easier for you. Very much hope to see you one day soon and to taste one of your delicious cakes. With all my love, Hakim. Oh, poor Hakim, how must he scrimp and save in order to send me money? Must write him a letter in my response. Wait a minute, it won't take long. Oh, so she writes a letter back. And we have to take it back. That's fine. And she says, do not tell him that she's no longer working at the bakery. And I will follow that guide because I am not an asshole. There's a line here I can walk across, so, and some stuff I can break, which I am very excited about. I'm excited to break stuff. Let's break things, y'all. All right, what's up here? What do we got? I should never promise my ride on a gondola. Now she refuses to go to sleep. Oh, we found a book called Noah's Art, not Noah's Ark. That's funny. That is actually pretty funny. All right, so there's a bunch of people in here in the inn, and let's talk to the innkeeper, and we are going to rest for 50 gold coins. It's no big deal. We earn that every single fight now, or about once every fight or once every other fight. We rested for the evening, and let's head back out. Ooh, there's a raft. Can we get on the raft? We can. We can get on the raft and kind of ride around. That's so cool. Oh, and it acts like a gondola. Oh, that's so cool. Okay, that's cool. I think that is pretty cool. All right, let's go back out and go. We'll take a trip back to talk to the guy at the gates. I think that's the plan now. We've ran into some were-tigers. And we're just going to do Sizz on the were-tigers. Were-tigers are like these little tiger people because they have faces in their mouths. I don't know. Whoosh. And then we'll do... Actually, yeah. Serena, do a... let's do cattle prod on the were-tigers. And let's do oomph on Serena. Oomph on Serena. Let's find out if this does a lot more damage. Eric attack, 20. There we go. Cattle prod, 28 points. That wasn't too terribly bad. Oh, no. Bang. Bad. Let's go here. And attack. Shoot. Let's heal Serena. And we're going to use an accelerate to raise everybody's agility and hope the bang will take them all out. 20, 19, 16. Serena is healed. Everybody's agility went up. And were-tiger C just... Kai is kind of damaged. Will not attack this turn because he's flinched, which is terrible. Kai fell over. Can't do anything. Silvando then pepped up, which is fine. Silvando then attacked for 24 damage. That was probably the hardest random battle we've done so far, but we've gained all the money we just spent back and gained 255 experience. Kai reached level 16 and learned the new spell, Snooze. Nice. So I want to say that was probably Veronica that did the... Hold up. We have an empty square down here at the bottom that I really want to check out before we... All right, group of restless armors just appeared. We're gonna toss a singe at them. We're gonna do an attack. We're gonna cast a whoosh, and going to do accelerate with Silvando. So everybody's faster now. Sizz does some damage to everybody a little bit. 11, 11, 15. Oh, they're hitting for like 16 and 17 points of damage. Critical hit on the whoosh, which does a ton of damage, but does not kill. So let's just do some attacks straight out. Let's see if we can take any of them out with the attacks straight out. We took one out. We've taken two out. Silvando took 65 points of damage. And now we have a heal slime on our heels. And Silvando, I'm going to have you attack the heal slime because that's super important. The heal slime can actually heal enemies. And Kai took 15 points of damage, but Kai is okay. Silvando is now okay because we healed Silvando. And finally, via the rest of everybody taking the attacks, we attacked and killed it. That was awesome. Stronger party members, level 16 party members gained no experience, but the weaker party members gained 382 experience and 172 gold pieces. That was a nice fight. All right, so we found an open field, which is what I thought this was, and found a chunk of gold ore, a chunk of copper, and a chunk of gold. We found two chests. The first one has a mini medal. Very nice. And the second one has a recipe book called I Love Iron Armor, which allows me to create iron helms, iron cuirasses, and suits of iron armor. Very nice. And I found another talking ten. Yes. All right. So we've got some enemies here. I want to attack everybody if possible. We're going to... The Were-Tiger's all by itself right now. So let's do... what is Serena's abilities? Cattle Prod. I think we're going to do Cattle Prod on one of the Were-Tigers. And then we're going to do Sleeper Hit on the Restless Armor. Since I think the Restless Armor is probably the most one. Yeah, there we go. Put the Restless Armor to sleep. 19, 19, and 17. Cattle Prod on one of the Were-Tigers. We're actually doing, like, Restless Armor did wake up, which means he will attack. He did not attack this turn. All right, so we're going to do a heal on Kai, because Kai is in a pretty bad way. Let's do a Metal Licker, which will attack everybody. Let's also do a heal on Eric. And I want to do a re-heal on Kai, because I kind of want to get him going through. Oh, I thought. Okay, that's fine. We have some healing on the opponent's side too, which is really frustrating. We're going to heal. Actually, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a... I think we're going to do a Flame Slash on the Restless Armor. Pop up with a attack with Eric. Run a buff on Kai. And hit an oomph on Kai. So Eric pops through with his attack. I should have done oomph on... that wasn't a whole lot of damage. Eric is now pepped. Scorched Earth. Let's do bang. Whoosh on... Actually, let's go buff. On actually, this heal Serena is almost dead, which is bad. Let's do accelerate to accelerate everybody's thing. We did Scorched Earth, which puts Scorched Earth beneath everybody. Accelerate powered us up. Bang just popped 20, 17, 20, and the 14 on the heal slime. Everybody is definitely hurt. Let's attack the heal slime. Jeez Louise, this is rough. This is real rough. We're actually in a bad way. The Scorched Earth kicked in and definitely did exactly what it was supposed to. 279 experience, 130 gold, nobody leveled up. Wow, just wow. Let's talk to Tick Tockington. He says, time waits for no man, but we have a plan. It may require a caravan. Ticky, ticky, talk. Why, if it isn't the luminary, I was just indulging in a spot of singing, if it helps lift the spirits, don't you know? Allow me to pass on the password I found. The password is... I don't know, he doesn't actually tell us the password. But we can visit the Oracle. We basically just got another password for Tockington. Very, very nice. Let's go to Miscellaneous and do a handy heal all and begin making our way. Oh, actually, before I do that, let's do Fun Size Forge. And we gain new crafting abilities. Nice. All right, so we've got a couple items here, like an iron helmet, which we need to make two of. We need to make two iron cuirasses as well. So I'm looking here. Forge weapons, swords. All. We can make a claymore. I don't want a claymore. Forge all. Iron helmet. That's probably the cool thing I've got I can do. But I'm trying to think. I can make an iron cuirass. I think I can make two iron cuirasses, actually. But I can't make two iron helmets, but I can make two iron cuirasses because that only takes a little bit here. So let's do an iron cuirass, and we're going to do a double-edged bash on the top here, and that was a pretty cool flourish. A double-edged bash on the opposite side, and we're going to do a double-edged bash on the bottom. Another double-edged bash in the bottom. Ooh, too much on one side. That sucks. And that was too much on the other side. Damn it. That's fine. It's a praise. That's not great, but it'll turn out okay. I'm not too happy about how that turned out, but it was just standard Iron Curus. We'll give that to Silvando, I think. And we got 3 Perfectionist Pearls. We'll forge another one of those because we need to do it for Eric. And we've got 69 Focus. Okay, so we'll start with this. We'll do a couple of Lightning Bashes. There we go. I'm going to do a double-edged bash in the bottom one. We'll do a lightning bash on this one here. And then we'll do... I'm going to have to do another lightning bash on this one here just to get it into range. And I'll have to do another lightning bash here. Okay, that's probably going to turn out fine. Let's hit it and see if it does. We were in the green for all of them, but it did take a lot of focus to do so. It was an Iron Curse. +1. Very nice. We obtained 3 Perfectionist Pearls. Do I have any other new items I can make? I can make an Iron Helmet. I need to make 2 Iron Helmets, but it'll cost me 250 gold coins to make them. So let's do that then. Yeah, why not? Let's go armor, Iron Helmet. We've already made the 2 Iron Cuirasses. And I feel like if I make the Iron Armor, it'll be 370 gold to make the Iron Armor suit. And if I make it well, it will be better than what I'm wearing by quite a large margin, I feel. I don't know what I'm wearing, though, right offhand. I need to check. It may be better. All right, let's go Iron Helmet. And we'll make 2 of these. Let's check a look here. 69 points. Let's do a double-edged bash on the top. Double-edged bash on the side. We'll do 1 bash on there. 1 bash there. Shoot, I'm going to have to do a couple lightning bashes, I think. Ooh, perfect, perfect. And we don't have enough focus to do any more bashes. So it's not great. I wish I had a little bit more focus, but this will turn out fine, I think. An Iron Helmet +1, that's not too bad. Not too bad at all. Let's do another one. Let's see, this is a helmet. Another one, which will cost me 700 gold pieces to buy, which is cheaper than buying one, so it's fine. All right, so things we need to do. Double-edged bash on the top. Double-edged bash on the side. We'll bash there. Ooh, that's going to need a lightning bash. All right, we're going to need 2 lightning bashes. And that's all we can do. That's going to turn out really well. Not going to be perfect. It ain't going to be a +2, but it'll definitely be a +1. And we did do another +1. Not bad. Not bad at all. All right, we've gained more Perfectionist Pearls. We're done with the Fun Size Forge for now. And we'll check out the auto equip, which will put on an Iron Helmet, which is better than the Turban. It is better, kind of. Only it's better in defense, but Magical Might and Magical Mending is better on the Turban. And I'm wearing the Galopican Arb. The Galopic blah, 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 blah. I know what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm trying to say. So let's go Feathered Cap. Oh, Silvando. Yeah, Silvando. Iron Helmets and Iron Curse +1. Eric, you've got Chainmail on. Wear the Iron Curse. And I think that's everything for everybody, honest to goodness. Eric can't put anything in his second hand, so I think we're okay now. All right, so we've got another awesome. That was actually really well done. That was actually really good. I liked it. That was awesome. And now we're going to head back to the final part, what I would consider the final part of this quest that we're on currently. We're going to do a sizz on the Crabber Dabber Doos that just popped up. Do Rabble Rouser on them. I don't know if it's going to go up here under one of them or all of them, but that's fine. We're going to do Accelerate to increase our agility, which is definitely going to help. Rabble Rouser does look to be under the group, which is fine by me, which means every time they move, it's going to do damage. Whoosh on all of them, 30 points, 26, 25, and 21. So we didn't need the Rabble Rouser, but that was very well. Weaker party members earned 312, and we all gained some experience. Not everybody gained experience. I think 16 is the max level here, if I'm not mistaken, which is fine. I'm just not sure. Like, we're close to max, to quote-unquote max level for this area. So we're walking back to the Hakim, and we're like, have you ever returned? You see my sister? She will. And we're going to give the letter to him, give Aki's letter to him. And he goes, oh, this is the letter for my dearest Haki. Aki, thank you. 1,000 thank yous for bringing it to me. I cannot wait to see what it says. She reads it, and she's like, thank you. Basically, I'm fulfilling my dream and working hard. Thank you. Be proud of me. And there we go. He's like, our father didn't treat us well, but he suffered an injury that made him terribly bitter. And basically, it's just very, very nice brotherhood. We can make battle forks now, rose whips. We got some gear. Nice. Now we got more stuff for the Fun Size Forge. That's why you do these quests, y'all. That's why you do these quests. And we got the achievement Questward Hoed. Let's check that out. My y'all. I can't believe those words come out of my mouth. My y'all. How goes it, my y'all? Here we go. All right, let's check out the new items we just got. Broader sword, which is a great sword. Battle fork, which is a spear, which is actually really good. And rose whip, which is pretty good as well. Let's make the battle fork. Yeah, let's make a battle fork. That's cool. Ooh, we've got some weird stuff here. Let's check Lightning Bash on the bottom two. We'll do another Lightning Bash on the bottom two. And one more. Perfect. And I want a Lightning Bash on the top, but I'm terribly... Okay, we're going to do a Lightning Bash here to perfect that one. And Bash on the top. That is near perfect. Here we go, y'all. Near perfect battle fork. And it's a battle fork plus two. Oh my goodness, that was a near perfect battle fork. Very nice. And we'll also make the rose whip as well, which we will have to spend about 75 gold to have everything for. And wow, what a weird. Okay, this one is odd in every sort of way. Honest to God, have no idea how this one's going to work. So we need to do two flourishes. I barely have the... Okay, I gotta do two lightnings, and this should be a good finish. Let's check it. This is the battle whip. This is the rose whip for Veronica, and it is a rose whip plus one. Look at us. Doing awesome things. Making awesome stuff. And we're done with the Fun Size Forge for now. Let's equip these stuff for everybody. And let's go Serena. Battle Fork plus two. Wow! Brings us up to 92 damage. She, I think, actually is stronger. Yeah, she's strong. Wow. Okay, Battle Whip. Let's replace it with a Rose Whip, which does, like, I'm not even kidding. I'm not even joking. She's strong, y'all. She's strong. She's 100% very, very strong. I am looking here. I don't think anybody can buy anything in the skill list. I think everything is like too much. We can buy accuracy when wielding boomerangs. We can bring that up to 5. So for Eric. And I'm looking here and it's just too much for Serena. For the spears so far, but I think it's honestly now. Did I see a campfire this way? I don't remember, but let's start walking. We're gonna go see if there's a campfire this way. I think there may be, and we're definitely in a much better position now. I'm just going to do attack with everybody and see what kind of goodness this comes out of this. Serena is doing really well at 24 points of damage now. And that's kind of amazing where she, like, literally... I didn't think about this before, but she's, like, the powerhouse of the group. I also just realized that there is nothing stopping me from doing a... there's nothing stopping me from doing a zoom over to the next area. Either way, let's do a save. We're going to save it here. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode. It has been an absolute blast playing this again. It's one of those things where because of the weird schedule I play on, I'm only playing these games once every couple weeks, and I'm only, you know, getting little chunks of the game going at a time. And it just straight up listening to the end of the episode, it does hurt my voice to talk for too long. So I have to do these in small chunks, which is why these episodes are somewhere between 30 minutes to an hour. And I can't do them all the time because it does hurt my voice. But these episodes are so much fun to make. It's so much fun to bring you all along with me on this journey through a game that is just opening up and is a lot of fun, and I'm excited to do this with you. This is also kind of why I made the Breakdown series, because it allows me to power through games and then tell you all about my experiences with the games and how they break down, why I call it the Breakdown series, and how it breaks down, and allows me to beat games a lot faster. But these games I'm cherishing slowly and surely, and I'm bringing that experience to you every week, 40 minutes to an hour every single time. With that said, once again, thank you for listening. Thank you again to Brett from Skeleton House for the promo at the beginning of the episode. And as always, I bid you adieu. Enjoy the end card, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye, y'all.
This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/Kylie Kane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.